Good day, and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Podcast. Believe me, postal employees, Steely Dan is not referring to you with that verse. Hey, good day. And today on the podcast, I'm going to give this show to the United States Postal Service, particularly Columbus, Ohio, and Cincinnati and Cleveland. Why? Because I'm sure everyone is aware that the Postmaster General, CEO DeJoy, made a decision at the last conference they were at, and part of that decision says they are going to continue with their postal restructuring plan. And the reason we're talking about that on the podcast today is because it hits home now. Columbus, Ohio, the plant that I retired from, is now center stage. Because what the talk is they're going to take Columbus, Ohio, and turn it or convert it into a LPC. Now, don't confuse an LPC with the PNDC, because now we're talking about local processing centers. In order for you to understand an LDC, I have to tell you that in the hierarchy or the matrix that the post office is going to be formed into, you're going to have on the top is a RPDC, which is a regional processing distribution center. In the middle level, you have the LPCs, local processing centers. And on the bottom of the tier, the three-tier system, you're going to have SNDCs. Now, you have to understand what each level of operation is going to talk about. But rather than attempt to explain the whole process, I'm going to keep it home in Columbus, and we're going to talk about those LPCs today. Now, first thing you need to understand about an LPC is what the mission statement is. Now, the mission statement for the LPCs is going to be, LPCs are going to process destinating mail and transfer mail and packages to delivery. Understand, that's the mission. Destinating mail, transfer mail, and packages to delivery. Now, the reason it's important to understand that, because if you're going to try to understand this whole conversion, you got to take it in small bits, like a jigsaw puzzle. There are many pieces to the puzzle, but you have to understand how they fit and connect. So if we just look at the definition of an LPC, there is no originating operation involved in an LPC. So if there is no originating operation, you tell me, Columbus, Ohio, what processes are going to disappear? Just by definition. Sidebar, always understand in the Postal Service particularly, whatever is originally proposed is never, I know this sounds crazy, what the end result is. So I'm just saying, let's be intellectual about understanding what the process is supposed to be. Because I'm pretty sure if you talk about an LPC, we're talking about packages, packages to delivery, destinating and transfer mail. Now, you're going to be processing all the mail for delivery units, letters, and what is left to consider a flat mail. But if you talk about not having a originating operation, there's a lot of jobs that just got taken out of the equation. Now, let's continue along that jigsaw puzzle theory. If all originating operations are gone, that means you've just lost mail handlers, clerks, supervision, and maintenance personnel. Because to my mail handlers, I say, that whole Tor 1 dock operation is about originating mail right up until about 3:34 in the morning. Think about that. Now, just so we're all focused on the same, so we're all on the same sheet of music, let me read you something from Postmaster General DeJoy. On May 23rd, 2023, he delivered a keynote speech to the National Postal Forum. So if this was delivered in May, I'm just going to ask the question, let's make it rhetorical. How many postal unions have already began to communicate this, particularly to Columbus, Cincinnati, and Cleveland? We'll make that a rhetorical question, like I said. But under this plan, Cincinnati and Cleveland as RPDCs, and they're going to be the regional processing distribution centers, would process all, not some, and all is capitalized, originating mail, and all packages, both originating and destinating. Citygate now is going to be an LPC, would only process destinating letters, letter mail, and flats to be delivered by the SNDCs, stations and associate office. If Citygate also becomes an SNDC, in addition to being an LPC, then it would sort packages to carrier routes like at a station or an office, perhaps using the SDUS or the SIPS machine. Now, very important, these are words coming from postal executives, okay? As such, if the plan goes through, Citygate would lose most machines, including your AFCS 200s, your bundle sorters, APBSs, apps. Now we're talking SIOs, DIOs, SPSS, and TMS. Again, if the plan goes through, this is what Citygate's going to lose. The machines they might retain would primarily be DBCSs, AFSM 100s, and possibly a SIPS machine. Let that marinate just for a minute. This proposal would result in a massive excessing event for all crafts if carried through. Now, I want to just revert back to a statement that I made earlier. And again, I know it sounds crazy, but trust me, it's so true. What is proposed originally is never what the end result is. So even though the Postmaster General has put this plan on the board, now is the time for employees to become knowledgeable in what's happening, what's governing the quality of their work life. And if you read and follow this proposed transition, you may have valuable input to submit to your unions and keep both fingers and all toes crossed that they would use it. Now, I want to say also, you have to learn to help yourself. If you sit back and just wait for, I'm talking to Columbus, Ohio, and wait for your union to take care of this, you're going to be a whole lot more pissed off than if you became interested, became knowledgeable, and kept your union on course. And what do I mean by that? Well, first, I'm going to give you two articles of your contracts to read. Article 6 about layoffs and Article 12. Now, Article 12 is probably one of the more complex articles in both contracts, but it's one damn article, folks. Read it, reread it, know it. So when you start to see things taking place that are not in compliance with your contract, with a loud voice, I mean super loud voice, like a mail handler driving through Columbus on a forklift, loud voice, you have to let somebody know and keep letting them know. If you think you're going to tell them once in either union is going to do what they're supposed to do, I'm telling you now, that's a pipe dream. That's not happening. I don't care if you have to remind them 10 times. You have to make a concerted effort to get your unions on track. Because you can talk about this amongst yourself as much as you want. You can talk about this to your congressman as much as you want. But if you don't get your union in line, none of that's going to matter. Because all your complaints to congressional complaints are going to end up on the desk of Local 304 and your local APWU office. Let's keep it 100, folks. And I say to all members of Local 304, if you didn't know, Ray Charles resigned as your local president, but he left Stevie Wonder in charge. And just in case anybody's confused, we're not making any music. And naturally, they're going to respond back, everything is fine. So what I'm saying, if you really want to address this, the only way you're going to address this is pretty much through your unions. And you have to put your boots on with steel toes because they don't move easy. I know you think they're there for you, but if you get immersed in Article 6 and Article 12, just as starters, and then continue to follow through different media platforms, stay on top of what's happening in your area. Don't wait for them to come and hand you a letter saying tomorrow you're reassigned as Cleveland or tomorrow you're reassigned to Columbus. Let's be proactive on this because, again, this affects you directly. You know, when you go back and you look at Columbus, Ohio, the machines that might retain in Columbus, Ohio, we're talking DBs, AFSM 100s, and possibly a SIP. Now, understand that. You got phaser cancelers. You got a TMS system in there. You've got bundle sorters. You've got SIOS and DIOS DBs that's going to be gone. Now, let's be rational and logical. If you take out let's just say, for example, the apps. You take the apps out of Columbus, that's three tours, and I'm going to use small numbers. Let's say 20 mail handlers per tour. That's 60 mail handlers that don't have a job. Now, in addition to that, that's at least six mechanics who work on the apps. I think it's two per shift. That's six mechanics now that need to find somewhere else to be. Now, in this event or this scenario, no clerks are affected. But just by taking the apps out of Columbus, you have just displaced at least 60 mail handlers, six maintenance personnel, and a supervisor. And we're only talking the apps. Where are they going? Because the way the plan, the LDC, excuse me, LPC, local processing, the way it is set up is Columbus is going to be a warehouse for DBs. You should probably have somewhere around 50 or greater DBs inside of Columbus, Ohio. So, DBs, clerk function. Where are those 60 mail handlers and six mechanics going? Well, the mechanics, you may be able to put them back in rotation and then allow the other maintenance mechanics to do proper work on their EMARs. That might stop routes not being completed daily on their maintenance side, but you still got 60 mail handlers that you have nothing to do with right now. Understand, folks, this is real, and in some shape or form, it's coming to Columbus, Ohio. You talk about your bundle sorters. Columbus, Ohio, we have three. Yeah, I think we have three. It's been a minute. But look at the clerks, mail handlers, and supervisors, as well as maintenance personnel that no longer have a position now. Now, based on what the projection is, they're going to be delivery barcodes heavy with the AFSM 100. But let's be for real on that. Just keep in mind, all these positions that we no longer have, that means we now have displaced employees. If this stays on plan as projected, and again, these are very early projections right now, employees need to start looking at where they're going to land. Because if I have 60 male henners with no job, okay, does that mean the bottom 60 now have to go somewhere else? Or is the bottom 60 protected by Article 6? Or all these ors, I'm hoping to, and that was OR, I'm hoping to motivate something in you that make you want to pick up your contract. Because I can tell you all day long, it nothing replaces, okay, I heard it, I read it, I understand it, now I'm going to stand on it. I've been attempting to share this level of information with the postal craft forever, but in the past, maybe some were reluctant to heed these words because you believe there was an ulterior motive for me. Well, listen, I've got no dog in this fight. I've just been advocating for postal employees for so long that it's kind of hard to stop doing it. So listen, but I want you to help you. You versus you, a quick plug. Pick up your contract. And when I say read it, we're talking about maybe 7 half short book size pages. Reread it. Committed to memory. And I'm very serious. I know it might sound like a little bit of overkill, but trust me, when you know that you know, you're going to see how far off your unions can be. But if you know that you know and someone else knows that they know, you got to share that with your union and make sure they stay on task. This is your guy, Kenny Hodge, on the Kenny Hodge Podcast. To my people in Columbus, Ohio, Cincinnati, and Cleveland as well. Respect.